I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Hampton Dumont Cal football coach Cole Miller as we get set for this first round playoff matchup at home against Woodward Granger. And coach, thanks for taking some time today. As always, before we talk about this game specifically, just one more time, I want to give you a chance to describe the win over Dyke and Hartford last week, where seemingly everything went in your guys' favor, really built momentum going into the playoffs. So you always kind of want to win that last game, giving yourselves momentum going into postseason play.
Yeah, that was a big win for us. We knew we had to win to, and then doing the math ahead of time, we knew we had to win by like a pretty big margin to earn the second seed in our district and have a chance at hosting that first round playoff. So it was a huge win. We played well in a lot of phases of the most phases of the game. Special teams really set the tone early with our kickoff. We went and stuck some people deep, got them behind the chains on defense early, and then our punt team was able to get a fumble recovery that set us up in the red zone, and we kind of never looked back after that. We were able to hit some deep passes, and our defense made stop after stop. So it was a fun night overall, and it was really good to enjoy it over the weekend.
Yeah, and so you guys host first round playoff game here as the two seed, and as we were talking, we believe it's the first home playoff game for you guys in like a decade since 2015. Hadn't made the playoffs since 2022. So, just a big picture, this opportunity. What does this kind of mean to the team? Obviously, whenever you can, host one of these games, that's obviously a great step for any program.
Yeah, no, it's super exciting. And just to give the seniors another chance at playing on the home field one last time. That that's exciting in itself, and then just the to all the hard work that the kids put into all the ups and downs and the adversity they had to face this season, it paid off, and now we get to make a playoff push, and start it at home. It's super exciting. It's something I hope they don't take for granted, because it's a it's hard to do, and they went out and they earned it, like I said, on that Friday night. So and paying off for all the hard work that they put into the off seasons and then preseason, and then just the season alone. It's a lot to build up to the playoffs, and now that they're here, seems like the season's gone by really quick. But the kids have been really focused this week and have put forth some great effort in practice, and I know they're excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, so Woodward Granger is coming into this one 6-2 overall, so really solid record. They did kind of back into the playoffs, took one on the chin against Clarinda, a 47-0 loss last week. So when it comes to scouting these guys, what kind of comes to mind, or what are these guys looking like?
Yeah, they're a big football team. Their O-line, D-line is going to be their strength. They have some big kids up front, some talented kids on the defensive line, offensive line. The quarterback is kind of their guy. He leads the team in rushing by over 200 yards. They have a good running back too, so we can't overlook him. But and then the quarterback's throwing for just as much as he's rushed for, so he's dual threat. We have got to really contain him if we want to have a chance at being successful. And then we've kind of struggled to move the ball on the ground the last couple of weeks, so we really want to be able to be better at that, and try and take away that what their strength is on their defensive line, their offensive line. So yeah, they're a really good football team. Good record shows they're their district's super tough, so they'll be one of the tougher three seeds in the playoffs.
Do they remind you of any team you played like in the regular season?
If I had to compare, Clarion kind of reminds me of them. Clarion, big up front, runs, because Woodward will pack it in, and they'll try and just run right at you with some heavy sets, like Clarion did. The difference with Woodward though is they have the ability to spread it out too, so that's a little different. But I did make that comparison to Clarion about how big they were up front, and the style of run game that they play. So yeah, I'd say those guys.
You bet. Is this the kind of game where you kind of hope to continue stretching the field, some deep balls like you did last week, or is it going to be more focused on the run game? What's kind of that philosophy going into this one?
Yeah, we're always, when we want to be balanced going into Friday night, so we practice on being balanced, and then we kind of just whatever, once you find something that's working, you just keep going with it. So if we can spread the ball out and throw. If we have to throw it a lot, we'll throw it a lot. I trust Blake to make some good decisions for us, and we have playmakers on the perimeter for him. And then if we find some success running the ball, then that's then you can really control the clock too. So that's a big time. So the key is to be balanced, and then the as football doesn't work out like that. So once we find something that works, we'll stick with it and roll with it. But I'm confident in our guys being able to get the job done. We just gotta we just gotta get go out there and execute. Execution is gonna be the biggest thing.
Yeah, has practice been a little different this week with I suppose like the JV and freshman season is over, right? So any like extra help scout team wise from those guys here this week as opposed to maybe what you would have in the regular season?
Yeah, for sure. We have, so practices look a little different on the retrospect that you're not splitting for team segments or small, we try to practice together all the time for our small group segments. So the, those younger kids are seeing how the juniors and the seniors are working, at the drills and stuff. But yeah, when we go team, we've had some extra help on the scout team, side of the ball. Some kids have really stepped up, and, the freshmen, got to give a shout out to those guys. They've done a really great job for us. A lot of times, freshmen will just go to the student section, sit in the stands, and enjoy the game from there and cheer on. But a lot of these guys wanted to be more a part of it, so they asked if they could help out on the sideline any way that they could, and so they've done a great job doing that. Some and it was optional for them to keep going with their season. No Friday night game. Our sophomores all dress varsity, so they were going to practice no matter what. But we've had a handful of freshmen stick and or stay on with us and keep practicing, and they're going to plan on continuing to help us on the sideline Friday night. So, huge shout out to those guys, and a thank you to them for, putting in some extra work for us.
All right, and last question as always, what are going to be the biggest X factors against Woodward Granger here for this first round game?
Yeah, defensively, we're going to have to stop their quarterback, make someone else try to hurt us. Control the line of scrimmage. We can't let them get loose on the in the run game, and when they do drop back to pass, we have to keep them in the pocket, keep them contained. Got to be physical with him and try and get him off his game. And then offensively for us, we got to find something in the run game. We got to be able to control the clock like that. And then when the opportunity does present itself, we have to connect and execute in the pass game.
All right, Sam Dumont, Cal football coach Cole Miller here on Radio On the Go Sports, talking about this first round game against Woodward Granger. Appreciate the time as always, coach, and we'll catch you after the game.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, pregame coverage will continue in just a moment.